Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through verse 23a, and chapter 4, verse 1a. The Reverend Andy Becker is preaching. The broadcast of the chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Luke chapter 3 and 4. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Jesus, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus' baptism is recorded for us in all four Gospels. We know this account. John is preaching repentance because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus is baptized by John, and God the Father speaks, and the Holy Spirit descends in bodily form as a dove. And we know that Jesus' baptism is different than John's and different than ours. John's was a baptism of repentance, a turning from sin and a turning toward God. Ours is a baptism of forgiveness, of being cleansed, being made part of God's family. But Jesus' baptism is different. He had no sin of his own to repent of or to be forgiven from, and he was already the Son of God. But there in the Jordan River, he is anointed for his public ministry, ministry to redeem us from our sin. It's as if he was baptized downstream from us. All of our muck and sin and stain washes off of us and goes on to Jesus. In his baptism, in this anointing, he takes on all of our sin to go to the cross to pay for it. And because he fulfilled his ministry in our baptism, it's like we're baptized downstream from Jesus. His righteousness flows on to us. We know this account. We know what it means. But in Luke's gospel, he shares it with us a little differently. The focus is not on John. He's not mentioned in the verses talking about Jesus' baptism. Yes, earlier in the chapter describes his ministry, but by this point in time, we've already been told about John's imprisonment. The focus is not even the baptism of Jesus. That just gives us context to the main verb here in these verses, the main action. Luke says, "And it came to pass when the people were baptized, and after Jesus had baptized, and while he was praying." These are all just attending to the context. So what's came to pass? What's the main thing? The heaven was opened. The Holy Spirit came down, and a voice came out of heaven. Jesus was baptized. He took your sin. He publicly started his mission. But what happens is that the heavens are opened. This is what God does at Jesus' baptism. He opens heaven. Because this is what we need. Heaven has been closed to us because of our sin. It separates. Sin makes us slaves. We're in need of a redeemer. Earlier in this chapter, John points out to his hearers that we don't get right with God because of our pedigree, who our parents are. We don't get right with God on our own. We don't produce the fruit of good works. And we don't exercise our vocations perfectly. As John says, we are chaff to be blown away or burned in the fire. but in Christ. Heaven is open. This is what Jesus came to do. He came to open heaven to you, to remove the barrier, to tear the veil. And Jesus ascends into heaven, not to become distant from you, but to rule from heaven for you. Opening heaven in the same way that he opened the eyes of those Emmaus disciples in the breaking of the bread. They saw the risen Christ. Their eyes were opened and heaven was opened to them through the death and resurrection of the one they now saw. In Jesus' baptism, heaven is opened. And through his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers, as we'll sing in just a few minutes in the Te Deum. And because of your baptism, which connects you to Christ, you too have received the Holy Spirit. He gives you faith to see, to open your eyes, to believe. And because of the object of our faith, Jesus, your Heavenly Father looks at you and says to you, "You are my beloved, and you I'm well pleased. Come, heaven is open to you." Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord until he comes again. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.